Hello, it's Monday, May 2nd, and you are listening to the DreamStation.cc video game show. I am your host, Chris, and this is show number 3. If you have a question, comment, or even some feedback, go ahead and email us at videogameshow@dreamstation.cc. If you want to check out our website, it's www.dreamstation.cc. We have the usual 4 guys with us. In addition to myself, we have Ivan.
Hello.
Keith.
Hello.
And Bob.
Good evening, Chris.
I hope you realize it's only 3 people in addition to yourself.
What did I say?
4.
Okay, 3.
It's all good.
All right, we have some housekeeping to take care of. We're going to talk a little bit about the Ted Turner's new broadband network. Sony is releasing its own football game. The next version of Windows will have a black box in it. Atari is releasing a flashback game system. We're going to talk a little bit more about the Nintendo DS and how it's selling. The World of Warcraft honor system has been implemented. PlayStation 2 review of Dynasty Warriors 5. And, of course, with the launch of Guild Wars, all of us bought the game, so we need to talk a little bit about it. We're actually looking for a noise to signify the next topic. Some of the feedback that I got had said that, you know, the podcast was good, the speed was good. One of the things that I had problems with was that when you guys ended a topic, you rushed right in the next one before I even realized what was going on. If you have any ideas, please send them to us, videogameshow@dreamstation.cc. We're also going to try and get some theme music that we're going to use every week. I hope to have it up by the 5-9 show. For now, we're just going to use this noise.
Next topic.
You gotta have it, like, be the little Mario change ding.
Those are copyrighted. That's why I don't want to use those, because we might get in trouble.
That's why Nintendo sucks.
I got a couple guys giving me feedback, basically asking why I hate Nintendo. The last couple shows, all of us have kind of bashed Nintendo quite a bit.
Not so much hate.
And that's what I said.
They cater towards kids, is what the bottom line is. That's their market. That's where their money is. It just really doesn't interest any of us.
And every once in a while, they create a game that is made for kids but happens to be fun for anybody, like Mario Kart.
Basically, I don't even remember what the hell I was saying.
Nintendo bashing and how we're not really anti-Nintendo. We're more pro-fun.
That's pretty much anti-Nintendo.
I have nothing against Nintendo. They haven't come up with any decent games recently. Doesn't mean I don't like them.
Next topic.
We are finally now live. We have an official okay from the webmaster. We have been listed on a bunch of different podcast sites. PodcastAlley.com is probably the biggest one. You can go on there and vote for the show. And they have, like, the top rankings and everything, but that's where all the popular podcasts are. What we're going to start doing is on the forums on DreamStation. Once a week, we're going to have a topic or a question or a poll. And what we're going to try and do is read some of the feedback from that forum on the next show. The topic for next week is going to be, what's the best in-person gaming system? And what I mean by in-person is everybody in the same room, not over the internet. We can discuss that next week.
Next topic.
Ted Turner / Time Warner has gotten the wonderful idea to have a broadband network for gamers. They're going to have 300 PC games that's going to be in a library on demand. They're going to rotate titles. They're going to sell it for between $10 and $20 a month. It will, of course, require you have a PC and a broadband connection. They're supposedly also, along with the games, going to have some original programming. I would assume this is kind of similar to Tech TV G4. They didn't give a lot of details, but it's set to go live in the fall. I guess that means September.
It's called GameTap.
Didn't Bill Gates propose something like this about, like, 5 years ago, where he said that eventually all software is going to be, you're going to have to buy a license for it, and you're not actually going to have anything on your computer anymore. You go to whatever site and run it from their site, or it's going to be a big inconvenient mess, and I don't approve.
I'm thinking 300 PC games. I don't know if I've played 300 PC games since I started owning a PC like 10 or 15 years ago. So the only thing I could think of...
Oh, you played 300 PC games last month.
Don't even... All right, maybe, okay, maybe...
$350.
Yeah, maybe. For the backstory on that is I keep everything in Microsoft money, and I looked at my monthly budget, and I was spending $350 a month on video games and selling like $200, $250 worth of video games on eBay.
So see, if you subscribe to a service, you'd actually be saving money. You know, with video game turnover and everything.
The thing that I kind of worried about is to say 300 games in the library, the only thing I can think of is that it's emulation.
Did they give any examples? I mean, 300 games? Frogger! Pac-Man!
Oh.
Or is it actual... Yeah, exactly.
Pong
or
Deluxe! Super Pong! Ultimate Pong!
Breakout 3D!
Hundreds of titles, including Frogger Pong! Frogger 2! Frogger 3!
I want to play Frogger Pong. That sounds cool!
for the Atari 2600, you'd have Pong, and it would be Pong, and then it would be hockey. It's the same thing. It'd be tennis. It'd be the same thing. The background would change colors.
What they said is basically, I don't know if any of you have ever gone to the Cartoon Network website and messed around with their little games. Obviously, like the Samurai Jack game where you run around stabbing things. I think that's the one I haven't tried. They're going to launch with 300 games, then new titles and programming will come out each week. The programming is made exclusively for GameTap, and it's coming attractions of other games, behind the scenes of other of the video games.
If that's their plan, then they're going to wind up failing miserably. These whole monthly subscription things are going to be around for a while, and then they're going to just wind up being like SUVs, and everyone's just going to get sick of them. In reality, how many different subscription things are you going to subscribe to? You got Xbox Live, PC MMO game, got Ted Turner's stuff. I mean, how many different things can you possibly pay for every month before you're paying like $300 a month?
I'm going to say, that was like $120 that you said right off the bat.
I feel dirty when I think about subscribing to two different MMO games. If I'm paying for two of these things, I don't feel like I can dedicate enough time to one or the other of them to get my money's worth every month. And the biggest thing that people aren't thinking about right now is the fact that all these broadband things, whether it's the subscription or not, you gotta, nobody remembers the fact that everyone's paying 50 some odd dollars a month for their broadband connection too. I'm not going to be paying $400 a month for my broadband and all the different games.
Next topic.
EA monopolizing football. The only thing you can get is Madden. Well, that's not true exactly, because Sony is releasing its own football game called Road to Sunday. Okay, are you ready for this one? It's a video game in which you play on the field and off the field. Off the field stuff has to deal with gambling and fighting, like in an underground fighting circuit.
All the football players do that.
The whole thing is run by the Jamaican drug dealers.
Oh, like, seriously, the Jamaican drug dealers are putting together the game.
No. No, I meant the underground fighting and gambling was run by the Jamaican drug lords in the game.
Oh, that's different. That's so, not really as funny.
It would have been better if the Jamaican drug lords were really running the game. Sounds like this is just pretty much Grand Theft Auto, except you're a football player.
Yeah.
So, let's go get in a fight, gamble, get drunk, get arrested, but make it to the game to rush for 1,000 yards. Gotta get my 1,000 yard season in.
You know what's funny is, from what it sounds like, that's what they're doing. It's football, but there's missions that you have to achieve in the football game. And they didn't give examples, but what other missions could you have in a football game other than injure X number of players, rush for X number of yards, pass for X number of yards?
So what are you, like a football hitman?
Drink X number of beers and don't throw up on the field, maybe it could be a mission. I have to admit, I'm curious. Sony has not ever made really good football games. PlayStation 1 had one or two that Sony created, NFL Game Day, but I haven't bought a Sony football game in a very long time, and I've had many to review over the years. Didn't really care for any of them. They were getting better, but they weren't any good.
That's just like Baseball Stars is still my favorite baseball game ever.
Well, we may have the opportunity to see Baseball Stars, Football Stars, and everything else because of the monopoly that EA has. They want to bother with the baseball game at all, unless you're first party, meaning Sony would be allowed to make their own baseball game, Nintendo would be allowed to make their own baseball game, just because of the way EA structured the contract with football. They're the only people that are allowed to use actual NFL teams, and I understand that, I think it's Konami, is making a football game based on the Playmakers show from ESPN, which I guess your guy, you know, you do drugs, you take steroids, and your guy has a chance to get injured or crippled or whatever as you're playing, and I guess that's the career mode. I really don't know.
Sounds like you're really reaching, but EA has the monopoly on it, so I guess the only way you're going to get it any foot in that market is if you take that route.
The only thing I have to say is EA better make a damn good Madden football game, because if it has any problems whatsoever, then one, nobody's going to buy it. Two, they're not going to have a monopoly for very long.
Yeah, I think people will still buy it.
I agree with Keith. I wish you were right.
I'm not saying they won't buy it. I'm just saying they better make the perfect football game, because if they don't, then they're screwed.
Not for 3 or 5 years or however long they have the monopoly. They could basically do whatever they want.
But if it's a game and nobody buys it,
well, they'll buy it so they can play their guy. You know how that works.
You know, the thing is also, if you look at Madden 2000 to Madden in 2005, what's the big difference? Yeah, new guys. Whoop the doo. Just make them. I never understood the point of, one, making, and two, buying a new sports game every year.
It's a different breed of gamer. Tech TV, they have there's a show, it was a half-hour show, the Madden Challenge, where you see all these guys playing Madden. And I... I didn't get it.
Tell you what's going to happen. What's going to happen is EA will have the monopoly on NFL-titled games, and somebody else is going to come up with a football game that doesn't use real football players' names or real football teams, but it's going to be infinitely better than Madden.
Just something cheap where it's, you know, just allow you to import a database of names in the game, but the game doesn't actually come with them. College football
exactly.
games. And then just somebody happens to leak the entire database of NFL players online somewhere, and oh, look at that, you can just import everybody in the game's fine.
Remember way back, 10 years ago, there wasn't any licenses. We used to play that TV Sports Football and TV Sports Baseball and Baseball Stars and all these games, and it was just made up teams, made up players. And they use the gameplay mm-hmm. to sell it, not a roster update every year to make you spend another $50. And the other thing that EA does is, I know you guys don't really play so much online. There was a year or two where I did. I played the college football, I think 2004, online almost every day. They set it up so that if you're playing 2004, when the 2005 college football game comes out, they shut the servers off. You're not allowed in. You can't play with the old version of the game. You got to buy a new one. So if you play online, you have to pay the $50 every year.
Yeah, that's just stupid. One, I don't like playing those kind of games online anyway because I've yet to finish a game.
Yeah, people quit.
Couldn't even tell you how many games I've actually played online. It was a significant number, and I've never finished one because the people will quit.
I will say with the headset, it's a little more personal, so if you're talking to the guy back and forth, I have had far less problems finishing a game because the other guy's right there. Of course, he's 7 and he's calling you his bitch because he just scored on you, and you're a 30-year-old man getting whooped by a 10-year-old.
Next topic.
The next version of Windows is going to have a black box in it. Now, supposedly, this black box is to record and analyze information about crashes, automatically submit them, and help prevent them in the future. Kind of like the little message that pops up now.
Automatically submit them?
That's, yeah.
My computer freezes up now, I don't send them the information. I'm opposed to that.
Now, this is another thing they have not released details on, but I would assume now, Keith, instead of getting the Microsoft Outlook has crashed, do you want to send this to Microsoft, yes or no? You say no, it just doesn't ask. Poof, I see an internet connection, whoop, off I go, there it is.
There's going to be a whole slew of other antitrust suits against them. Where I come from, a little bit of invasion of privacy. If they do it and they succeed in implementing it in a version of Windows, the second that anybody, the government, finds out they did it, they're going to be in more trouble than they were when they integrated Internet Explorer into the operating system.
I was just going to bring that up. When Windows Update came, the panic that caused, because, yeah, it was really cool, and now it's commonplace. Nobody wants to do this stuff manually. You go to Windows Update, and it downloads all your stuff. But do you remember the big feedback that people had that they're looking in my system, they understand that, oh, look, now they know that I'm using the same Windows code that the guy up the road is, and, of course, we would never do that here. We're not pirates, but...
No, I'm a good guy.
I pay for all my Microsoft products in the closet,
man.
You might have mistyped something.
Two peg legs, two parrots.
Now, it just might have, Keith and my CD code may be very similar, and I might have accidentally typed an 8 instead of a B, right? And then I get thrown
in
jail.
Yeah.
Very similar.
Hopefully it won't come to fruition.
Microsoft thinks they have the best software engineers on the earth, and although they have a lot of them, even if they do figure it out, someone's going to figure out how to turn it off.
200 or 2,000 developers against the entire population of the world, basically.
When someone figures out how to turn it off, I will upgrade my Windows software. Operating system, that's what it's called. Windows is an operating system.
That is correct.
Very good, Keith.
You're going to be hosting
Captain Obvious.
You'll be hosting the PC section every week, I think.
No black box and operating system.
Next topic.
The Atari. It's going to release the Atari Flashback 2. It's going to have 40 games in it for $30. Now, they released Flashback 1 a year or two ago. It was $40 for 30 games, and it was an absolute failure. It flopped. Didn't do a thing. So it's an Atari who was on the verge of bankruptcy. Now they're kind of respectable. They have a lot of good titles. They're publishers for the Unreal
Pirates.
Titles and... Pirates, exactly. Speaking of pirates.
Neverwinter.
Roller Coaster Tycoon.
They have a slew of games.
They're releasing the Flashback. It's supposed to be like Atari, I think, 7800 games. It's going to have the old school wooden panel controllers and everything else. I won't buy it. For $20, I can buy the little joystick with Pac-Man and Dig Dug on it.
Well, if I don my me patch and me hooks, I can just go download it.
And that's true. All this stuff's available on the internet. You don't have to look very hard to get emulation. Oh, I know. I'm sorry.
The opinions expressed on the podcast radio show do not necessarily reflect those of DreamStation.tc.
The more important thing is, besides the 4 minutes of nostalgia that you'll have when playing the game, why would you want to play Atari games? I mean, at least play Nintendo games.
Flashback 2.0, 30 bucks, 40 games. Good luck.
Next topic.
Nintendo DS is selling very well in Europe. It was the fastest-selling handheld system in Europe, and they've sold 5 million units through the month of March. Compare that with the PSP, who is released only in Japan and the United States. I'm sorry, that was 5 million units worldwide. The PSP is released in only Japan and the U.S., and they have sold 2.5 million units. Now, their kind of PR is saying that this is so wonderful and great for Nintendo. And it is good. 5 million units, that's pretty good. But how many months before the PSP came out did the Nintendo DS come out?
Like 6 months.
Let's say 6 months, 4 months. And then the other thing to look at is the PSP has only been released in two countries, Japan and the United States. The Nintendo DS has been released globally, I believe. At least here, Japan, and Europe. Nintendo is taking that as a victory. They said they're going to sell a whole bunch more by the end of the year. Sony has promised to sell 12 million units of PSP hardware by March 2006. The big thing Nintendo is banking on...
Not much of a victory.
So what Nintendo's banking on is there's this game. It's called Nintendogs. It's in Japan already. It's a huge seller. It's a dog simulator. Using the touchscreen, you can pet your dog.
What?
You can breed or something. Remember Tamagotchis? Those actually sold pretty good here in the United States. Those were the virtual pets.
Didn't you have one of those?
Never. Yes.
That's what I thought. Why would you buy one of those? Robot dogs or Nintendogs are going to be.
Well, it's not a robot. It's a game for the Nintendo DS.
Oh. At least put it in the shape of a dog.
Put what in the shape of a dog? The cartridge?
No, a little robot dog.
No, it's not a robot dog.
And then just shut up.
Next topic.
So in the past week, a lot of people have been asking me about the PSP and how to get videos onto the PSP. We have a feature on DreamStation.cc. That explains the software. It's got a bunch of bookmarks as to all the different steps. It's got pixel checkers to see if you have dead pixels. Got all the links to all the different software packages that you can use. In the next few days, we're going to be posting on the site the system settings that I use when converting and compressing DVDs and putting over the PlayStation Portable. I kind of got it pretty close to where the quality is decent, but it's squished down enough where cartoons, you can use one setting, and real-life movies, you can use another. And I have a gigabyte card, but I understand that not a lot of people do because it's just very expensive. Take your 512 meg card, and you can get a lot of movies on it at a higher quality than what I had. Shaun of the Dead, the whole two-hour movie, an hour 40 minutes or whatever it is, was 400 megs, and I could have compressed it a lot more, so.
And how did you get Shaun of the Dead again there, Blackbeard?
I actually own that one.
I'm impressed then.
Next topic.
The honor system has gone into effect in World of Warcraft. Tons and tons of...
That's fantastic.
Tons of pages of complaining about the honor system. One of the big reasons we got out of World of Warcraft, there wasn't really anything else for these 60th level players to do. So we quit because basically all these level 60 guys, you hit level 60, which is the cap in that game, and then you have nothing else to do. So what do? You go to the enemy city and you sit and kill their bankers and their auctioneers and their NPCs so that new players can't buy armor and weapons because the guy that they buy the armor and weapons from is dead. And like Bob said, they camp them. So they sit there and they'll go invisible, they'll go into your bank, they'll kill all the bankers, and then they'll just sit there in stealth and invisible, and you'll walk into the bank to try and put some items in your storage, and there's nobody there to take it. There's just corpses everywhere. Well, it's gotten even worse now because the honor system rewards players if you kill...
Promotes such activity.
Yeah, it kind of does. It gives you honor points if you do an honorable kill, which supposedly, and again, I don't know all the details firsthand. This is just from what I'm seeing online and from feedback from people that I know that play the game. If you do an honorable kill, which is people around your own level or NPCs around your own level. So if you're a 60th level guy and you kill one of the 60th level guards, you get positive honor points. I could be wrong, but I believe you get dishonorable points if you are like a level 40 or 50 or 60 guy killing level 5 and 6 guys. From what the forums are saying, it's just made the problem from before 100 billion times worse. All that's going on is high-level guys attacking all of these towns. I know on our server and on many servers, the bad side, the Horde, was outnumbered 3-1. So there's really no way you can win if they have three times as many guys as you.
Let me stipulate something. The Horde isn't bad. It's the humans and the elves and the dwarves that are evil, because they're the ones that broke the truce. Okay, sorry, continue.
A little bit of sticky point for Keith there, but yeah.
I know.
Sick of everyone telling me that we're evil. We're not evil, damn it.
Keith has a big thing about game background and history. I'm the one that the quest has come up and I'm typing in the little secret debugging code to make it just skip and go to the next thing. I could care less about what it is I'm doing or why. All I know is that the arrow is pointing me to kill that rat and take his head back to this chick. Don't care why, because it gives me experience and then I get to do the next part of the quest. Whereas Keith's reading about Lord and Lady Balzabub that long ago the rose in the garden was stepped on by a... You know, I don't care. Give me the experience.
In the question and answer section on the World of Warcraft website for Honor, it says, are you planning on adding in any sort of dishonor penalties? We plan on evaluating the honor system without penalties and moving forward from here. While it's very possible that we will add penalties for dishonor in the future, we're trying to be as careful as possible by evaluating the system with only incentives for killing honorably at first. We have a better handle on how substantial any penalties would need to be, assuming they prove necessary.
The dev response on the forums is, you guys can't possibly have all these problems. It's a common misconception that this is the way it works and it seems like it's all bad. You got to give it a couple weeks before you can really comment on it.
I mean, when you log on to turn in a quest and there's 1,000 little elves frolicking in gaiety around your town slaughtering the bankers, you can't do anything.
It
kind of sucks.
It puts a damper on
it. You can't travel because they've killed your griffin rider.
One of the things that everybody is waiting for is the battlegrounds, in which it's kind of like a mission-based
arena.
Side A versus side B arena with mission goals, etc. What people are speculating is that this whole honor system was rushed out to combat Guild Wars, because Guild Wars has a whole lot of hype around it, and WoW was getting kind of stagnant. People were getting kind of fed up. I know that was the reason we left, was because there wasn't a whole lot to do. It was a lot of the same stuff, and then the other players on it was just got too annoying.
What I really want, the game,
please,
the size of World of Warcraft, not having to deal with other people.
Well, Morrowind did that, right? You played Morrowind.
Yeah, and I love that game. That game needed to be made LANable, and then that game would be just ridiculously awesome. Neverwinter Nights was really good for just that reason, except it was done by Dungeons & Dragons rules.
Diablo 2 is kind of the same way.
We played Diablo 2 from 99 to what?
This year.
We've played that game for many, many years. For just that reason, we can hop into a game, group with the people we know and we like, and not have to deal with idiots of the world.
The people we like, both of them.
You only care to talk to people when you want to trade something or you want to buy something, and any other time you don't ever want to look at them. And that's exact, not to get off topic and to jump ahead, but that's what Guild Wars is.
It's like Best Buy.
You want to run around and kill stuff, you don't want to have to get, you only want to talk to a Best Buy person when you want something, otherwise stay away from me.
I thought you were going to go on with that killing analogy at Best Buy.
Yeah, that's what I was waiting for. I only kill the Best Buy employees when they try to hassle me and sell me cell phones. Latest CD from Nelly.
All right, so people are unhappy with the honor system is the long and the short of it. Like Ivan said, we're going to talk about Guild Wars in a minute. But first...
Next topic.
A special treat. Keith is going to review Dynasty Warriors 5 for the PlayStation 2.
Again, because I'm a history person, I actually read The Romance of the Three Thick Kingdoms. And it's a really good book. It's like the Iliad or the Odyssey of China. It's ancient Chinese setting up of the empire layout. You are a general in one of three armies, and you basically run around taking forts and slaughtering as many people as you possibly can. If you played any of them, this is the fifth one, plus there was Extreme Legends 3 and Extreme Legends 4 and Empires, so you're really talking about like 8 different Dynasty Warriors that have been out already. They're pretty much the same. They update the graphics, update the maps, update the weapons. There are 45 different guys to choose from, and each one has different weapons and different combos. It's just a really fun game to pick up and run around and just slaughter people. It's really easy to control. The controls are simple. Anyone can pick it up and just run around and mash buttons and kill people. Most of the appeal for me with the game is the history of it. It's just a solid game. The only problem that people have with it is if they've played the others, they don't really see the point of getting the new one, which is kind of like the football thing, and in a sense, I agree, but I'm just a big fan of the game, like people are fans of Madden's or whatever, and I'll go buy it. So if you have, like, Dynasty Warriors 4 or Empires, there's really no need to run out and buy it. You can handle more people on the screen at one time instead of people just appearing out of nowhere when you're running along because the PlayStation couldn't handle it. It still happens sometimes with you have two players because they do a split screen, one player on top, one player on the bottom, and if you both run into large groups of people, it'll still lag a little bit. The sounds are not that good. They have like all 80s rock mixed in with the Chinese pan flute or whatever instrument that they're twanging over there.
The Chinese pan flute.
They got like the little, but then of course you got like, you know, Exactly. And the voice acting is horrible. Hello, I've defeated an officer. Just a lot of people yelling, screaming, and not sounding good. It's like watching, you know, B-movie or Godzilla or something. Just bad voice acting. So you just pretty much find someone you like, and it's just a very fun game. You can pick it up. You don't have to spend hours and hours into it to get anywhere. You can just hop into a scenario and slaughter at will.
And one of the cool things is, you're right, a very good analogy to Madden in that they don't update that much, so maybe you don't need to buy the newest version, but if you do... But one thing I'm fairly certain of is a lot of the same characters are in each version. So you find one guy who's got a really awesome weapon, like dual katana blades or something like that, and you really like him, and then you buy the next version, and he's still there. He's got, like, a different special move or something like that. Just like Madden, where your favorite football players are in every game, and you can play your favorite football team. Every Dynasty Warriors, you can play your favorite Chinese general in each one.
Called the weapon system from the previous versions. Before it was, you'd fight things, and as you gain experience, your weapon skill goes up. Now they have it based on the difficulty level, the scenario, the number of men, which particular general you're killing, it has a chance to drop weapons. They also have a new bodyguard system. The old Dynasty Warriors, you had an entourage of up to 8 bodyguards that would run around with you and fight with you. Now you get one bodyguard who's a general who has special powers and special attacks and has more hit points and defense.
So you're kind of giving the game thumbs up, but you're saying, you know, with an asterisk, if you're not a fan of the old ones, you're not going to be a fan of the new ones.
If you haven't played any of them, it's definitely a game I think that everyone should have, because if you're ever just sitting around one day and you just want to go kill things, hop in the game, pick a guy with a big weapon, and run around and start slaughtering things. On a scale of 10, I would give it a 7.5, and I say that again because of the fact that it's just the repetitiveness. If you haven't played any of the games, you would probably think it's better than a 7.5, but I've played them all, and it's kind of the same. I'm still saying it's a very good game. If you have it already, there's no need to run out and buy the new one.
Next topic.
Well, before we start this, Chris, can I make a suggestion? I think it might behoove us to save this until next week, especially to give us all another week to get used to the game. Because honestly, I mean, I've only really played it for like 3 days, and I don't think that's... I don't want to say anything preemptive and have a bunch of people go out and buy it and ends up, oh, wait, we found some horrible, horrible flaw in the game.
I agree. It's not going to... even if we say, oh, we'll only talk about it for 10 minutes. We're not going to talk about it for only 10 minutes.
No, we're not, dude. We're just going to start forever. And honestly, as much as we all like it, we won't shut up. It'd be better if we just save this and did this first next week.
We will table the Guild Wars discussion until next week, and then
where we will give it a nice, full, big honkin' review.
And it's hard to review MMOs, but we'll give you at least our review so far, our current impressions, etc. We'll do that next week. So, you have been listening to the DreamStation.cc video game show. This was show number 3. Please, if you have any questions, comments, or feedback, send us an email at videogameshow@dreamstation.cc. Also, please check out the website, dreamstation.cc, for news. We have forums there. You get your podcast feed, all your daily gaming information. Thank you for listening. We'll see you guys back here next week, same time. Anybody else have anything to say?
See ya!